This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with T. Xiao Ik and Tina Camellia. Today, we're marking two different international days. So here's what we have coming up for you.
So first up, in 2007, the UN designated the second day of April, that is today, as World Autism Awareness Day. We bring you a Hari Ini Dalam Sejarah segment on the significance of this day.
And today is also International Children's Book Day. So we are asking you on Twitter, and we will be discussing as well, what was your favourite book when you were growing up and why? So join the conversation, tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us, please tell us. You can have a long description of your favourite childhood book. Our lines are open, 03-7733-2900.
But before we get to our stories, here is Dinah Washington with What a Difference a Day Makes.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was Dinah Washington with What a Difference a Day Makes. And now on to our story about World Autism Awareness Day, which is today.
That's right. World Autism Awareness Day is observed on the second day of April to raise awareness about people with autism, bringing autism organizations from all around the world together to support research, diagnoses, treatment and acceptance of those living with autism. This year marks the 12th year that the UN member countries are observing the day. So we'll take you back to how it all began in 2007 on this edition of Hari Ini Dalam Sejarah. It's usually a Juliet segment, but I got her blessings to do this.
We love to carry on
we
the mantle.
Love this, yes. That's right. So back in 2007, November 2007, the UN representative from Qatar, Her Highness Sheikha Moza Binti Nasir Al Misnad, proposed a resolution to the UN General Assembly. The original resolution consisted of establishing April the 2nd as World Autism Awareness Day beginning 2008, inviting member states and other relevant organizations to create initiatives to raise public awareness of autism, encouraging the member states to raise autism awareness on all levels in society, and asking the UN Secretary General to deliver this message to member states and all UN organizations.
Yes, so this resolution was supported by all UN member states, and for the last few years, each World Autism Awareness Day has focused on specific themes determined by the UN. And this year, the theme is Assistive Technologies, Active Participation. According to the UN, for many people on the autism spectrum, access to affordable assistive technologies is a prerequisite to being able to exercise their basic human rights and, you know, to participate fully in their communities.
Mm. So some of the assistive technologies, it's a tough word, some of these assistive technologies that we kind of take for granted, like the internet, as well as other emerging ones like smart home technology and telemedicine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you've used any of these technologies, you will know how much they can improve your lives. So you can just imagine how much it can help people who are on the autism spectrum.
Yeah. However, the major barriers to accessing assistive technologies include high costs, lack of availability, poor awareness of its potential, and lack of training in their use. One of the technologies that we have highlighted on our Health and Living segment is Alternative and Augmentative Communication, or AAC. So here's a clip from that show.
So for something like this, where is it available?
And
is it something that's easy to learn for parents to learn as well?
Okay, and I think what's important to remember here is that while the term AAC sounds very
big and expensive,
yes,
as and complicated,
as Pancharina mentioned, it can be even the use of teaching parents gestures or signs. Of course, there are a variety of sign languages and things like that, but there are simplified sign languages for children with disabilities. It can be the use of pictures. Actually, I find that it's not, when you're talking about using pictures as a form of communication, with our digital era, it's not expensive to take a picture and print it out and laminate it anymore. What's more expensive is, I put that in inverted commas, is the parents' time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, it's not about buying the hi-fi devices that you would see when you Google AAC. but it's about investing the time in working out an alternative communication system that works best for your child. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think if you watched that movie, Reda, a year ago, you would have seen that when it came to him brushing his teeth in the bathroom. There were pictures in sequence as to how, you know, and that's, is that what we're talking about here?
That's one way, actually, so that, you know, the child actually knows what actually going to be expected, because they need routines. They need to know what's going to happen next. So by giving pictures, they know what to do without feeling threatened. You know, because sometimes some of them, they are so sensitive to touch. You know, so by doing all those, we are giving them time to actually regulate the sensation, so the information, and help them to understand better in terms of the sequence of movement. So it's about breaking down the movement and for them to follow it routinely.
Okay. It doesn't have to be the hi-fi types of communication, but maybe we can start using some of these with some of the children who are nonverbal. And instead of pressuring these children to talk, we start. It's about building confidence and communication.
Yes, it's about making use whatever the child has access, whatever the family has access. Then only it will be sustainable. Yeah. Otherwise, if we introduce something that is that expensive, it will be just clinic-based.
It may not work as
It will not work at all.
So you need to be very sensitive and alert to what they're responding to, really.
And I think if you do buy a device, and I know of families who've bought devices, you might know more about them, Go Talks or whatever. And if the child is showing an initiative to use it, I think the most important thing is everybody needs to use it for it to be successful.
Yeah. In the family.
And the school.
School.
So that was a short clip from a show we did with Dr. Rajini Sarvanandan, consultant developmental pediatrician, and Noor Sharina Muhammad Zawawi from the Malaysian Association of Speech and Hearing in back in 2017 about AAC technologies.
Actually, our digital team has been pushing out social media posts about World Autism Awareness Day since yesterday. So you've probably seen the stories on our Instagram feed. And if you'd like to know more about autism, you can go to bfm.my/WAD2019. We've curated some of the best podcasts we've done about autism that you can listen to.
Yes, we've had parents on the show sharing their experiences of bringing up children with autism. And we've also tried to cover, I think, Tina, sort of going beyond the initial early years of how to bring up children with autism, because children with autism become adults with autism, right?
So we have podcasts about TVET for people with autism, even going to university, working with autism. So all of that in this list of podcasts.
April is also World Autism Month. So let us know if you've had any experience living with, caring for, teaching or working with someone on the spectrum. How have they changed the way you see the world? Because that's what inclusiveness is about, isn't it? Learning from each other and learning how people of different neurodiverse, how they see the world and experience the world differently. And sort of on a related but different note, we're talking about books next. We're asking you on Twitter, what was your favorite book when you were growing up and why? Because today is also International Children's Book Day. So you can weigh in with your thoughts on Twitter at BFM Radio. You can also WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-773-2900. I think we'll be hearing some Enid Blyton.
I'm sure. Probably. I will be shocked if someone doesn't say Enid Blyton. So all that and more after the break. But before that, here is A Kind of Magic by Queen, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.